Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. It's so happy to be once again to worship the Lord during Sabbath day. And so I will add also short prayer. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We invite your presence in our midst. I agree with my brother Robert, Father, that you bless each and every one of us. Guide me, Father, as I speak your word. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will talk over my mind, that you will be able to speak to your people through me. In Jesus' name, amen. So, my brother, it's so nice to be here. And the topic, as you have seen, is walking on the way with the way. What kind of figure is this, you know? What do you think about the topic? You know, it reminds me of the experience of the Apostle Paul in the ancient Athens, when he was preaching about the resurrection of the dead, and the scientists of those days, they told him, what is this babbler talking about? Is he talking about a foolish man? You know, because the language was not for them. You understand what I am sure. I knew that when I was coming with this title, I knew you would understand it, right? But when we speak it to other people, they will not understand this topic. You know, it is a reminder to us once again that we have been blessed with the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You know, when the apostles talked to the to Jesus told the apostles, I will not talk to you in parables because you have been my friends, because it has been given to you the mysteries of the kingdom of God. For the others, it's a mystery. So I am so glad. When I was coming with this topic, I knew you understand what this means. You know what? It is going to be very fine with you. But definitely it reinforces the blessings that we have received, the blessing of redemption. The Lord has invited us to this salvation in Jesus Christ. Walking on the way with the way. Now, the Apostle Paul, as I said earlier, he had that experience, but the message of the cross, he also says in another places, he said, it is foolishness to the world. It is foolishness. The message of the cross is foolishness to the world. But for us, it is the power of God's salvation. We do appreciate what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. He is everything for us. The source of life, the source of blessing, healing, and everything. All our joy and happiness is centered on Jesus Christ. And what he has done for each and every one of us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we are so blessed to come to know to Jesus. And every Sabbath, he teaches us about the way. Why do I come with this topic? Why this? What is the purpose of walking on the way with the way? Well, I can give also, this is the flag of God's end time people. This title, I call it the flag of God's end time people. You know, in Revelation it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here is those who keep the commandment of God and have the face of Jesus. Those two things cannot be separated, my brothers and sisters. Those two things have to go. It is another way of saying what I have just said. Here is the patience of the saints. Here is those who keep the commandments of God and who have the faith of Jesus. The scripture through the Apostle Peter tells us to make sure our election sure. To make our election sure. What is the danger or what is the consequence that if we don't make our election sure? Well, when Peter talks about it, he says that later, he said, if you do these things, it shall be given to you an entrance in the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? So when you come into the Lord, it is also, it befalls unto us, it is our responsibility to make sure our election is sure. We have the responsibility, my brothers and sisters. And the Apostle Paul says also in other parts of the scripture, we must not give the enemy a chance, an opportunity to trap us. We have to be always watchful unto prayer. What are the dangers we need to be aware of and we need to avoid as God's people? There are many, but I have come one with one today. There are many, there are dangers. You know, he is like a roaring lion. He wants to devour. If we are careless, if we are indifferent, if we are complacent, he will take advantage of us. But we must watch, we must pray, we must spend reading the Word of God. We must be serious about the salvation that we have been given to Jesus. We must be serious. Christianity is for serious people. We must not complacency or indifference or negligence. Those must not be seen in our life. So the dangers, my brothers and sisters, the dangers that we have to be aware of and that we must be avoid is what? Thinking that we are walking on the way, but the way might not be walking with us. And at the same time, we think that we are the way is walking, the way means Jesus. Thinking that Jesus is walking with us, but we are not walking on the way. This is a danger. Always, my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, it's a beautiful thing when Jesus comes, when this, the last trumpet, when the trumpet sounds, when the voice of God speaks, in a twinkling of an eye, in a second, everything will change. It will be beautiful, all of us to be there. We don't know when that day. It is coming very near and near. It is a high time for us to wake and to pray. And the enemy will try to, there are so many deceptions going on at the moment. There is a belief that if you love God, everything will be fine. And there is a disregard for the commandments of God. And there is also on the other side, people there are who think that they are walking on the way, but Jesus is not walking. Always, always it is safe to ask, am I walking on the way of the Lord? At the same time, also it's very safe to ask, is Jesus walking with me? Those two questions have to be asked all the time. Because my brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention to what Jesus said about the end times. And we have to pay attention to what Jesus said, what will happen after he comes. I'm going to read for you a verse. We need to understand. Jesus sees the end from the beginning, right? He sees the end from the beginning. And he tells us before things happen. You remember Jesus said, I am telling you now what will happen. When it happens, then you will know that I told you, and your faith will be confirmed. So Jesus tells us what will happen when he comes. I'm going to read for you in Matthew 7, starting from verse 21 to 22, okay? I will read for you from verse 21 to 22. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, dear brothers and sisters, this is a very, very solemn, a serious statement from the Lord Jesus Christ. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. It's a very serious statement. My brothers and sisters, this will happen when Jesus comes. None of us wants to be in that company. None of us. We want to be with Jesus. We want to walk in the light of God's presence. Jesus has told us what will happen. It's good. We don't want to be part of it, right? Also, we want to encourage my other brothers and sisters in the way of the Lord. Now, the memory verse tells us, the text that I share with you, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out of cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Two things. First, forsaking the Lord. As I said, you walk, he's saying, people are saying they are walking on the Lord, but actually he's not walking with them. And then he's saying, they have also created their own the self-manufacture of happiness or joy or whatever you will call it. But this is, it comes, the beginning, the first thing, when you forsake the Lord. And then you come up to create your own life. And the scripture tells us actually what you have done for yourself is not even working. Because it says a broken system, it cannot hold water. It's not going to satisfy. It will not give fulfillment. Walking on the way with the way. Walking on the way with the way. In Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 11, it tells us, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This should not be. This should not be, right? But this is the difference. When people depart from the Lord, what the Lord thinks, what the people think is different, like from heaven to earth. But we have been given the opportunity to make that gap narrower, right? That's the thing. That's the way of the Lord. But the thing is, the interesting part is that it is to make, once again, to make our election sure. I will read for you in Romans chapter 12, for example, in Romans 12. If anything happens to us in our life, what is the gap between what we think and what the Lord thinks? If we have a financial crisis, if we have suffering a financial crisis, what do we think about that? What does God think? If there is illness, what do we think about that illness? And what does God think? If we have problems with relationships with other people, what does the Lord think about that? And what do we think? The Lord is always right. The Lord is always perfect. But we have to ask ourselves. We must not think what I think. No. Okay, I'm thinking this. But what does the Lord think? Is there a gap? Sometimes the gap can be between heaven and earth. But knowing that the Lord is righteous, the Lord is perfect, we have to ask always, what does the Lord think about this? And if there is a gap, we take our responsibility to narrow it. Not only that, to have the same mind, the same thought as the Lord. I'm going to read for you, as I said earlier, in Romans, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We, the people of God, must not allow their thoughts to be this different between heaven and earth. It says there is a responsibility upon God's people to make sure this big gap doesn't happen. When this big gap happens, what is happening? The people of God are not walking on the way, on the Lord's way. It's about the mind. I will continue reading from the book of Isaiah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent. One of the ways that we can renew our mind is the word of God, the study of the word of God. To fortify our minds by the studying of the word of God It renews our minds. The word of God has a transforming power into our minds. It brings us closer to the mind of God. And we start to think the way God thinks. We start to see our problems the way God sees them. When illness comes, we start to see our illnesses the way God sees them. When we have come to that point, then we have come to the solution of our problems. But brothers and sisters, God's people must always be asked this question. Is what I think about a certain or particular situation that I go through as a person is different from what God thinks? We must ask that question. And the Lord will reveal to us. But Jesus says, anyone who wants to do his will, he will know it. We will know. When we honestly and truly ask the Lord, Lord, what is your will in this situation? I would like to know honestly, what is your will? And the Lord will tell us. He has given us that assurance. It's such a great blessing. We have a God who is ready to support us, to help us. The Lord is a present help in time of trouble. So, walking on the way with the way. Those two things must not be separated. We want to walk in the way of the Lord. There is a way that the Lord has prepared for God's people to walk, right? There is a way for the Lord has prepared the ways of the Lord. I'm going to read for you from Jeremiah 6:16. There is the way of the Lord. You know, Enoch walked with God. We are going to read about how Enoch walked for 300 years with God. Our years, how many years do we live, my brothers and sisters? Our years are 70 or 80, right? Enoch lived for 300 years with God. And it is high time for us to appreciate our life, our fellowship with the Lord. It's a high time. Let me read for you. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Well, that's what they say. But the way of the Lord is clear. It's laid down by the Lord. It's clear. We want to walk in the way of the Lord, my brothers and sisters. But we also want to make sure Jesus accompanies us. Those two questions has to be asked. Am I walking on the way of the Lord is one question. The second question is Jesus walking with me? We must ask these two questions seriously. Anyone who answers these two questions seriously will be in the kingdom of God. Anyone who has not answered these two questions seriously will not be in the kingdom of God. As Jesus said, remember, many people say, my Lord, my Lord, but they don't do my will. And I tell them, I never knew you. So this is the scripture tells us. So it's a great blessing that we have been given salvation through Jesus, but always it's up to us to make sure our election. The enemy doesn't want this message to be preached because the enemy doesn't want God's people to take their calling seriously. He tried to infiltrate the message with different deceptive messages. He doesn't want the straight testimony of the word of God because he wants to hijack the gospel. But this is a message, my brothers and sisters. We do not want to allow the enemy. We're walking on the way of the Lord, and the way is also walking by our side. And this is up to us to ask the Lord all the time. I would like to read another verse for you, and that is in 1 John 1:4-7. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. It's a beautiful picture, right? We what is the role of life in terms of walking? I mean, you want to walk on the way, but you want to have light, right? You worry the light unto my feet and my feet, and a light unto my path. So the Lord Himself is a light. And the scripture also tells us that those two things, walking on the way with the way, when they are separated, He says there is a lie. They cannot be separated. If you walk on the way also must walk with you. If you think that you are walking on the way, but the way is not walking with you, or if you think that you are walking with the way, but you are not walking on the way, that is not salvation. That is a lie, He says. Also, Jesus said, I will never know. What a sad statement to hear from Jesus. I never knew Him. When things are over, Jesus is come. The heavens open. The Son of God come down. And there are a group of people who tell them, I never knew you. What can you do? That's what the scripture says, the gnashing of teeth. My brothers and sisters, we are far away from that, to experience that. We are far away. We are in the fold. I'm just saying that we must not allow the enemy to creep in. You know, there was a Joe Crude. You know, Joe Crude, he's the founder of Amazing Facts. He wrote a Creeping Compromise, a book, Creeping Compromise. Creeping. The enemy tries to infiltrate the message of the gospel. But the people of God mustn't allow him. They must ask, God's people must ask, walking the way, and also at the same time, the Son of God walking by our side. It's a very important. I'm going to read for you from the story of Patriarchs and Prophets, chapter 6, Seth and Enoch, which is page 86. Enoch's walk with God was not in a trance or vision. But in all the duties of his daily life, he did not become a hermit, shutting himself entirely from the world, for he had a work to do for God in the world. In the family and in his intercourse with men, as a husband and a father, a friend, a citizen, he was the steadfast and unwavering servant of the Lord. His heart was in harmony with God's will, for can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. And this holy walk was continued for 300 years. There are few Christians who would not be far more earnest and devoted if they knew that they had but a short time to live, right? Or that the coming of Christ was about to take place. But Enoch's faith waxed stronger. His love became more ardent with the lapse of centuries. My brothers and sisters, the scripture tells us that we have been surrounded with a cloud of witnesses. We have been blessed. We have been blessed. We have been blessed with the centuries of testimonies of God's people. We have this Old Testament. We have this New Testament. We have these volumes and volumes of the Spirit of prophecy. We have the stories of patriarchs and prophets and apostles. We have been surrounded with the clouds of witnesses. The way of the Lord could not be made clearer. It's clear. It is, the people of God must not allow the enemy to take over. He can do everything possible to distract us from our high calling in Christ Jesus. That we must appreciate what Jesus has done for us, what we have been given. We are blessed. We are blessed, my brothers and sisters. But the responsibility before us unto us to make sure our election, to hold tight to Jesus. And we ask ourselves that we walk on the way of the Lord. And the prophet said, Jeremiah said in 6:16, the ancient ways. But the people say we will not walk in them. We want to walk, and also just to make sure to block all the possibilities for the enemy to distract us, walking on the way. And we also ask the Lord, am I walking? Are you walking with me? And if we ask these two questions, The Lord is faithful and just. He will not let us go alone. So I pray that this is the, as we wait for the second coming of Jesus, as we are preparing to receive the Son of God in the clouds of heaven, it is my prayer that we will be serious, we will take seriously our salvation, the gift that He has given to us, and we will continue to ask these two questions. Am I walking on the way? Is the way Jesus Christ walking with me? We ask these two questions seriously. And our God is faithful and just. He will not leave us alone. He will bless each and every one of us. May the Lord bless all of us. God bless you.